From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, April 13th. Sadly, two more Chicago kids are victims of gun violence. A 12-year-old boy is recovering in the hospital after being shot while standing in an alley near 57th and Michigan. And a 15-year-old girl is expected to be okay after she was shot in the Grand Crossing neighborhood. There are no arrests in either case. Another shooting last night at the entrance to an Evanston beach left one teen dead and two others wounded. Two suspects are on the loose. Police shut down Clark Street Beach and locked down Northwestern University for more than an hour. Multiple shots were fired just feet away from the NU campus. The shooting victims, an 18-year-old male who was killed, and two 15-year-old boys are not affiliated with Northwestern. Breaking just before midnight, a federal appeals court in New Orleans preserved access to an abortion pill for now. But the ruling introduces tighter rules that would allow the drug only to be dispensed up to 7 weeks and not 10, and not by mail. Mifepristone was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than two decades ago. In his first court appearance, 18-year-old Stephen Montano pleaded not guilty to killing Chicago police officer Andres Mauricio Vasquez Lasso. Montano has been hospitalized with a gunshot wound since his arrest in early March. Officer Vasquez Lasso was shot to death responding to a domestic disturbance in the Gage Park neighborhood. Following the hearing, Montano's father was held in contempt of court for refusing to stop hugging his son and yelling after the judge ordered him to do so. High temps will be back in the 80s on another unseasonably warm April day. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.